welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. As the corn harvest is winding down in Kentucky, farmers seem to be pleased with a better-than-expected yield. Hop Control Better Grain Manager Ben Westerfield says both yield and quality have been better than expected this year.
Radio listeners can't see the sleep to wipe out of my eyes, so they need to know that it's been a long haul since August the 20th, but it's been a good run. We had almost 32 days of straight harvest, no weather delays up until the last couple of days, or I guess the last week, which has actually been a blessing. But back to your question, the corn harvest has been really good. Yields have been good. Quality has been fantastic.
Westerfield says weather has certainly left some questions in the minds of corn farmers in central and western Kentucky.
Maybe a little concerned because it started off a little dry, then it got plenty of water, and then as it came closer and closer to harvest, you were just kind of questioning the heat, the 7 or 8 week stint of heat that we had going into the last part of July and August, and it kind of puts questions in your mind. But all in all, it's been a big surprise. I think 195 to 200 bushels per acre is going to get most of our producers.
He adds some areas have seen exceptional yields based on the weather and the growing season.
Sometimes we all like to joke about embellishments, but I mean, even wet and dry bushels, just enormous yields to the north coming out of Ohio County. I've got family up there, and we're talking about 250, 260, 270 bushel, or 270 bushels to the acre, and then you've got some on the complete opposite side of the spectrum, 150, and all in all, I think people have been pleased.
Right. We'll have more in a moment.
How's everything taste tonight, folks?
Oh, it's really good. Where did the pork come from?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
We're the Ragland family from LaRue County, Kentucky. We have farmed on Shady Rest Farm since 1925. We believe in what we produce, we feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Whether it's at your local market or your favorite restaurant, we provide the best quality pork for our consumers. Kentucky Farm Families, feeding Kentucky,
feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Pork Producers and the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Ben Westerfield notes the prices paid for the corn crop has certainly been reflective of what's happening around the world.
Basis levels have been a little bit weaker than you want them to be, but the environment, the marketing environment this year has changed. If a farmer believes that the world trading platform doesn't come back to their checkbook, this is the year that they can say, yes, it does.
He says corn produced in Kentucky is being used in many parts of the southeastern United States.
The ethanol plant, of course, is going to use a little over 1.5 million bushels a month. We are a big rail shipper, and we are shipping corn to North Carolina today. We've shipped it to Dufuniac Springs, Florida. A lot of chickens, a lot of hogs.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.